We begin the current daf and start from the Daram Daf Tzadi. We begin on the bottom of Daf Peitesim Abayz, 5 lines up at the bottom of the Yamad, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. That is, we learned Halach in the Mishnah, which then the Gemara brought a Brice that says that the Halach of our Mishnah is actually Machloikis. And the Machloikis is between Reb Nosson and the Chacham, and specifically the way the Ran defined it is that although the Neder itself and the Tanai, the condition that it will create and trigger the Neder itself, are both problems that the husband could be made for, whether because it's something of inu nefesh, because she's not going to have anoa from her father or from his father, which is obviously a neder of inu nefesh. But that doesn't have to be the neder. It's only contingent on the condition if she does something for him. But that condition is also a type of a neder that he could be made for, which is dvar mishabeinoi lebeina. So the chacham hold that, look, either way you look at it, whether you do give your husband, you don't give him, either way you're going to be running into a problem. Because either the condition of not giving him is going to, although it's not triggering the neder of inu nefesh, but it's a dvar mishabeinoi lebeina. And if you do something with the husband, well then you're triggering the neder of inu nefesh, and therefore although, in a sense, the neder didn't take effect yet, but the chacham hold that's enough of a situation for the husband to be made for the neder. Whereas Reb Nosson said that no, lo yofer, he can't be made for, because essentially the neder didn't take effect yet. When she does something to trigger the neder, when the condition is met, then there's a neder, then it can be made for us. Although it might be problematic, the condition regarding the husband, because she said, if I do something for you, my husband, then I'm forbidden to this person, that person, which is in a nefesh. So on that, Reb Nosson said, until the neder is triggered by her doing something for him, yes, not doing is a problem, and doing is going to create a problem, but still, until it takes effect, you can't be made for the neder. That was the machlikas, Reb Nosson and the Chacham. And that the Gemara brings a parallel to this sugya of hafaras nadarm to hataras nadarm, where again, as Reb Nosson, for example, holds regarding a husband and a wife, he can't be mafered until the neder takes effect, even though essentially it's inevitable or it's something that even right now is creating problems in the marriage, where the chacham hold you can be mafered. Reb Nosson says not. So now the Gemara brings the following incident. Hahu gavra de itzer hanayasa de alma lav. There was a certain person that made himself forbidden to have pleasure from anybody in the world. E, that's the neder. The condition, again, as the cases that we were describing before, inasiv itza kiloy tenine helchasa. He said, look, if I marry a woman without having first learned the whole shas, then I'm going to be forbidden to everyone in the world. Now, the reason why he did this was to motivate himself because he wanted to learn the whole Torah before he gets married. And the reason is because he's going to be married. He's not going to learn that well. As the Gemara says, B'sech's condition of Chavtes and Abayz, what, you think you're going to have the yoke of marriage and parnas and livelihood and you're going to be able to learn Torah? And therefore, he said that, look, if I don't know the whole shas before I get married, I'm forbidden to everybody to have an offer. Now, the Rush points out, although that's obviously something that's impossible to not have an offer from anyone in the whole world, and therefore it should be considered a neder shav, which is not a valid neder, here, it is a valid neder because he doesn't have to get married. And then he won't become forbidden to everyone in the world. So that was the type of a neder that he took. So essentially, he was in a bind. He couldn't go ahead and yet get married until he knew all of Shas. Now, the problem is rohit begapo v'sevlaya, which literally means that he was running with his stick and his purse. What it means to say is he did all his ishtalis. He learned as hard as he could. V'loyamti lemis, and he just wasn't getting it. He wasn't knowing the whole Talmud. Wasn't getting the whole Shas. And therefore, he's getting old and old and not getting married, because if he gets married and not knowing Shas, he can't have enough men in the world, which is an impossibility. So, Asrav Acha Barav Hunna Bishabshe. So, Rav Acha Barav Hunna said, we got to take care of this guy. He went and he fooled him and he told him, look, don't worry, get married, and it's not going to make a problem for you to have enough men in the world. And therefore, the Insevitz, he went and married him off to a woman. And the reason why he did this was because actually the person was correct. The moment he got married, the neder took effect, and now he's forbidden to everyone in the world. Now, the reason why Rav Acha did this, as we're going to see, is because he held that a chacham cannot be matar neder until the neder first takes effect. And therefore, he had to first fool the person that he should marry the woman, so then he could be matar his neder. Because he couldn't be matar the neder now, because it didn't take effect yet. So he first had to fool him into thinking that it's not going to be a problem. Actually, it will be a problem. But now that it's a problem, the neder takes effect. He can't have enough men in the world, then he can go ahead and be matar the neder. Now, as we continue on the top of Tzadim and Aleph, so what he did with this person now was B'sharkei Tina, he smeared him with mud. In other words, he showed that this person needs people, which is what the neder was, which is what he wants to be mata the neder for, because he needs people to launder his clothing. And the asli kamid Rav Chisda, he brought him from the Rav Chisda to say, look, this person obviously needs a Pesach for his neder, because had he known that he's not going to be able to have anyone to help him out, he would never have made such a neder. And he, again, this is what he did. He married him off first so that the neder to take effect, so that now he could go ahead and be mata the neder. Now, that of my Rav, Rava commented on this, what Rav Acha Bar Avuna had done. Said, Man Chakim Lemevet Ki Omilsa, who's so intelligent to do what Rav Acha did? He loved Rav Acha Bar Avuna. If not for for Rav Acha Bar Avuna, the Gavar Rabba, who is a big Tamil Chacham. And that is, Tiksaver, because he held, Chihechid the Pligir Abba on the Rebbe Nosson Ba'afara, just like we quoted in the Braisa, commenting in the Halacha of the Mishnah. That's actually a Machlokes regarding how far the Rebbe Nosson holds that you cannot be made for the neder of the wife until the neder takes effect. So too, they argue regarding the ability to be mata the neder, to ask a sage to undo that neder. Where Rav Nosson holds, same thing applies by Shaila, that a chacham cannot be mata until the neder took effect. So therefore, what he did was he introduced this person that the neder should take effect by having him get married, and then he can be mata the neder. Now the Ram points out, although if it's a machlokes Rav Nosson and Rabbanan, we always know that the halacha is going to be like Rabbanan, because a yachid v'rab malach g'rab, when an individual tana. In this case, Rav Nosson argues on the chacham, we pass him like the majority. So, and actually, as the Ran says, that would seemingly be the halacha, as we see later on in the sugya. So on that, the Ran explains that the way Rav is interpreting what Rav Acha had done was just to remove himself from a machlokes. And that's why he had done it. Now, although the Ran goes through a discussion to say that actually Rav Acha, Rav's interpretation of Acha could be actually the way Rav Papi is soon going to say it, it's just that you don't know for sure. Could be that the reason why he was being stringent over here and required it to be that the chalais of the neder should first take effect, and then to be able to have ataras nadarim, it could be that it's a machlik is between Rav Nosson and the Chacham, and not that the Chacham agree that by She'el about Taras Nadarim, it would have to take effect, which again, could be Rabba would agree to that, as Rav Papi says in the next part of the Gemara. It's just not necessarily. It could be that he was just being stringent, like Rav Nosson regarding this year of Halacha, where Rav Nosson would hold, just like about Taras Nadarim, it has to first take effect, and then you can be made for Neder, which the Chum argue. So too he holds about Taras Nadarim, that for the sage to be Matur, you can't undo a Neder that wasn't yet taken effect, and if you had to first marry him off, then it takes effect, and then to be able to introduce Ataras Nadarim. Now, however, as we just alluded to, Rav Papi Amar, he says actually that no, that this halacha of Rav Acha doesn't have to be because it's like Rav Nosson, where just like they argue regarding Ataras Nadarim, so too regarding Ataras Nadarim. He says, no, machlekes ba'afara. The machlekes that we mentioned before between Rav Nosson and the Chacham was only regarding Ataras Nadarim, which is again something that the father or the husband does. To Rav Nosson, so Rav Nosson held, in habal meifer elam ken chalon neder, the husband could only be made for a neder that took effect. Tachsiv, as we see in the pasuk in Yeshaya, which it says v'chafra halavan, which literally that translates as that the moon is embarrassed. Now, but actually, as the Rush says, this is just a simen biyama. It's just an allusion to this halacha where the word v'chafra is related to v'hafra, because ches and hey are interchangeable, as is used from the same part of the mouth, where we see that the hafra, when is hafara done, that's when you have halavana. What does that mean? It means after that the building has taken effect, meaning as we always say that hanoide, someone takes a neder, it's kilu bono bama, it's as if he has built an altar, so making a neder is a binyan, so when you hafara is levana, when there's a binyan, meaning only when the neder took effect, again it's just a simon ba'am, it's not the source of the halacha like a real drasha, but that's the allusion to this, and only when the binyan of the neder has taken effect, then you can do that far. Whereas Rabban and Sarbi, they held that, no, Baal made for Alpha Pisha Chalech al neder. The husband could be made for a neder, even if it didn't take effect yet. Just simply like it says, the Paskin Eiv says, Mefer Machshavis Arumim, that he nullifies the thoughts of those who are crafty. Now, what we see is that obviously, Hafara could even be in someone's thought. What does that mean? Meaning even though it didn't take effect yet. We see that Mefer Hafara applies to Machshava. And therefore you see that you could even be Mefer a neder that didn't take effect yet. Now, so that's their machlikas regarding Hafara. Again, as we mentioned in the previous staff, does it have to take effect or not? But Rapapi says that even the Chacham agrees, not just that Rav Nosson would extend his opinion of Hafara to She'elah Vataras Nedarim, but Rapapi says even the Chacham would agree that a Chacham, a sage, cannot be matur to permit a neder until the neder took effect first. Like it says, a pasuk in Midbar, it says, Lo yachil devare, which the interpretation is that, in this case, it means to say, like yachil, sometimes you have the same word that means it's opposite, you cannot uproot the chalois of his words. Now, the deek we always make is that he can't uproot the chalois of his words, but others could do the akira, which is the halacha of ataras nedarim, that a chacham could be oiker, just the person himself can't. Now, what we see is, but it has to be yachil from the word of chalois, that he can't be uprooting the chalois of his neder, but someone else could uproot the chalois of the neder, meaning when the neder took effect, then the akira could be done. Then you could do ataras nedarim. But until the neder takes effect, everyone, even the chacham, would agree that you can't, and therefore that story that we brought from Rav Acha bar Rav Huna actually would be, even according to the chachamim, that you can't be matir neder until he got married, until it took effect. So the Gemara says, let's bring a brisa that supports this interpretation of Rav Papi, that everyone agrees by hataras nedarim that the neder has to first take effect. Where we find the brisa as follows. If someone says, taking a neder, that I'm not having pleasure from that person. And moreover, ulamisha eshalalof. And when I to the person, that the chacham that I go to ask him to be mati that neder, when he's mati that neder, I'm going to be forbidden as a neder from that chacham. So on that, the brisa says, so what do you do? So nishal ala rishon. First you go to the chacham, and you shoyel on the first neder, meaning on the muda, on the person that you took the neder from. Now, once you do that, you become usher to the chacham that permitted you. So therefore, then you have to go back and va'achikach nishal ala sheni, then you have to go back and then be shoyel a second time on the neder that you had against that chacham. That's what the brisa says. Now, on that, the Gemara says, v'yamrit nishal afa pishlechal neder, if you would entertain, not like Rav Papi, that you could be shoyel on a neder even though the neder didn't take effect yet, well then, iboyi alhai nishal bereisha, if he wants, he could be shoyel on this one first. Iboyi alhai nishal bereisha, and if he wants, he could ask on this one first. In other words, technically, he could go to a chacham and say, look, I made a neder forbidding Reuven from my nechasim. Then, I also made a neder that the chacham that I'm going to be shoyel on that neder to is going to be asa to me then. Now, on that, he could tell this other chacham, look, I want to go to that sage to be matur my neder of the first person. Now, I regret on what I made the chacham forbidden in pleasure. And then that is, since, although that neder didn't take effect yet, because it's only going to take effect when he actually goes to that chacham, who's matur his first neder, but since you're saying that you can do even a neder that didn't take effect yet, you should be able to go to a different chacham to first matur the neder of the chacham, and then go to the chacham to matur the first neder. For the fact that it doesn't say that in the brayse, it says that first you shoyl on the rishon and then on the second one, obviously that a chacham cannot be matur a neder that didn't take effect yet, which is like Rav Papi. So now the Gemara says that it rejects the raya, and it says, umi yada ihai? Do we know if this one, in other words, who is it that the Tana is calling Kama, the first one, Ihai Basra, or who's the last one? In other words, maybe when it says Rishon Vishani, it doesn't mean the first neder taken and the second neder taken. It means the first neder that you're being shoyel on and the second neder that you're being shoyel on. In other words, maybe you could be matter whichever one you want to first. Now, the one that's being called first is the first one that you're being matter. And then afterwards that you're shoyel on one, then you have to go ahead and be shoyel on the other one. It's just saying that you have to be matter both in the dark. But it's not saying, when it says Bishoyel al Rishon and then Bishoyel al Sheni, it doesn't mean the Rishon is the first neder that you took. Bishoyel on the Rishon, whichever one is first for you, and then go to the second one. And therefore, there's no right to Rav Papi, because could be, it means you could go to the second one first and then do the first one, which is being called first in She'elah, and then just in the order of what you're being matan neder, and then go to the other one, the second one. So, Elei Masayeli, Rabbi Gemara says, let's bring a raya from a different brisa. The brisa says as follows. The person says, I'm taking neder that I'm not having hanah to that person. Now, moreover, when I am going to be matter that neder that I made on this person, then I'm going to become a nazar. So then the halacha in the brisa says, so nishal al nidre, first he's shoyel on his neder, he's matter the neder to the first person, and then obviously his naziris kicks in, and then he's shoyel on his naziris. Now that the Gemara says, here it's clear that it's not, doesn't mean whichever one, because here it's saying clearly one's the neder, one's the nazir, and it's saying that's the nazir is the second. Now ve'i amr nishalav apishleichal neder, and if you would like to say not like Rav Papi, that you could be shoyl on the neder even though it didn't take effect yet, then why does it say the neder first and the nazir second? Iboyil on nidr itchel bereisha. You're right. If he wants, he could be shoyl on the neder first, but iboyil on nizr itchel bereisha. But if he wants, he could be shoyl on his naziris first. And it doesn't say that. Obviously, it's because of Holy Grail Papi that you can't be shoyl on the neder until it took effect. Like you learn from the pasuk, lo yachal davari, the chalois of the neder has to first be there to be able to be oikah the neder. And nothing more rejects the raya that Reb Nosson he. Could be this Bryce is going like Reb Nosson, that he holds, yes, that hafara, as we brought in the Bryce in the previous stuff, the neder has to first take effect. And all the more so, by Sheila, by Tars Nadarm, weird because as we brought a pasuk, Rav Papi said, that yes, of course, there for sure, the neder would first have to take effect to be able to mata the neder. But I could tell you that the Rabbanon, just like they argue regarding Hafaras Nadarm, so do they argue regarding Hataras Nadarm, and therefore it actually could be like Rava had said, where it's only Reb Nosson that would require the neder to take effect to be able to have a Taras Nadarm, but the Chacham could be they disagree, just like about Hafaras Nadarm, and that it doesn't have to take effect. So therefore there's no right to Rav Papi. So that was the second opinion mentioned. It was Rava, who again, as the Ran said, it's not necessarily that he holds like that, it's just, that's how he said, possibly Rav Acha Rav Huna holds, that just like they argue regarding Hafaras Nadarm, so do they argue regarding Hataras Nadarm. Then Rav Papi said that no, said that they only argue regarding Hafaras Nadarm, but by Hataras Nadarm, everyone agrees that it has to first take effect to be able to be matrit. Now Ravina, now a third version, Ravina said, that Amali Mirema, Mirema said to me, that Hachi Amar Avuch, this is what your father Ravina said, Mishmeder Rav Papi, he said in the name of Rav Papi, actually the opposite version. Machlekes Bahafara, yes, the Machlekes they have, as we brought in the Bryce in the previous staff, is regarding Hafaras Nadarm. Does it have to first take effect to be able to mefer or not? Av B'sheila, but regarding asking a sage to be Mata the Neder, Devri HaKoil mefer, which really means Mater, Va'af B'shloich Al Neder, that you could be Mater even if the Neder did not take effect. In other words, there even Reb Nosson would agree that you could be Mata the Neder even if it didn't take effect. Why? Just like it says in the pasuk, and he's bringing the same pasuk Reb Papi brought in the first version, but he's learning it the opposite. Because it says in the pasuk, Lo Yachal Devari. Now, Lo Yachal Devari literally means to say he should not desecrate his words, which sound like just words, that there was no effect yet, there was no chalois in that, there was just words, as we continue on Talmud Beis. Remember, what that means to say is, there was no action, in other words, nothing took effect yet from the neder, it was just words, and still you see that you could be Hafaras Nadarm, so you see that the husband could be made for the neder, and the chacham could be matur neder, as Lo Yachal Devari is going on the chacham, even if the neder didn't take effect yet, even according to Reb Nosson. Now, on that, the Gemara says, Meisve. Now the two brises that we attempted to bring a raya to the first version of Rav Papi are now questions to the second version. As we learn in the brisa, two nedarim. Person says, I'm taking a neder of forbidding pleasure with that person. And moreover, the chacham that I go to be mad to that neder, he'll then become forbidden in Hana. So that the brisa said, nishal ala rishon, you first do a hataras nedarim on the first neder, v'achach nishal ala shen, then the second one. And that the question on this version of Rav Papi is, Amai, why? Iboy al hai nitchel bereisha, biboy al hai nitchel bereisha. What do you mean? Rav Papi just said that everybody agrees that you could be matar neder even though it didn't take effect yet. So why does it say to do the first one and then the second one? You could do the second one then the first one. So that the Gemara says, the answer as it rejected the raya of the first version, miyadeh hai rishon v'hasheni, who knows who's the first and who's the second? You're right. When it says first and second, it just means you got to get both. The first could be the second one, and the second one could be the first one. It just means in the order of what you are executing. So Meisavet, now the Gemara asks him, the second brisa. Kainim sheni nene. Someone says, a neder that I'm not having a hana with another person. And vareni nazer l'kesha esh olav. And actually, when I will be mata that neder, I'll then become a nazer. So that's a second neder. So nishal nidre v'achar kach nishal nizre. So it says, first he's shoyl on his neder, and then he'll be shoyl on his naziris. Now, v'amai, why does the Braisa say to do the neder first and then the naziris? Iboy al nidre nitchel bereisha. If he wants, you're right, he could do the neder first. But v'iboy al nidre nitchel bereisha. But if he wants, just as equally, he could first be shoyl on his naziris. Because even though the naziris didn't take effect yet until he's matter the first neder, which he didn't do yet, but you said that you could be matter and neder according to everybody. And that's where the problem runs into here. is that, as the Gemara says, Tiyuf, it's a refutation, because in the first version, we rejected the Raya because we said, oh, wait a second, it's not necessarily like Rav Papi, because it could be this Raya is going like Rav Nosson, where yes, Rav Nosson holds that just like he holds by a forest in the Dharma, so too by a trust in them, that at first has to take effect. But in this version of Rav Papi, he says that no, everybody, not only Vechachom, but even Rav Nosson would hold that it doesn't have to take effect, that like he learns Liachad Devar just means words itself, you could be Mata the Neder. But here we see there's at least somebody that's saying that you have to first do the first Neder and then the Zeras. That's like Gemara says, Tiyufta, this refutes this version of Rav Papi, where obviously you can't say that everybody holds that you can be Matar Neder even before it's Chal, because here we have clearly, it might be Rav Nosson, but it has to be somebody that holds that you have to first have the Neder to be Chal to be able to be Matar the Neder. Now the Gemara moves on to the next Mishnah, again continuing on this theme, where one of these three halachas have this element of Hafaras Nadar. So the Mishnah says as follows. Originally, they used to say, the sages, Shalash Nashim Yetzis V'Neitlis Ksuba. There are three women that they leave the marriage, and they leave with their Ksuba, meaning they're in the right, they go out with their Ksuba. And the three are as follows. Hoimeris Tamei Nelach. If a woman tells her husband, look, I'm Tamei to you, meaning to say that I have had a relationship with another man, and a married woman that has a relationship with another man is forbidden to her husband. Now, the Gemara establishes that this case of Toma, it's the wife of a Kohen, as the Ran explains, because if she's the wife of a non-Kohen, then either way, this halacha wouldn't make sense. If she did it willingly with another man, then she wouldn't get a ksuba, because it would be her negligence. And if she was violated, then actually she wouldn't leave the marriage, because she's not forbidden to her husband. An Eishes Yisrael, that's Nensa, that was raped, doesn't become forbidden to the husband. So there's two elements of this halacha, A, that she leaves the marriage, and B, that she gets a ksuba. So if it's Beratzen, she wouldn't get Ksuba. If it was Ba'ina, she wouldn't be leaving. So obviously, he's talking about the wife of a Kohen that was Nensa, that was violated. Where, although that she's forbidden to her husband, and that's why she's leaving, but she gets her Ksuba. Because as the Gemara will explain, she could tell her husband, look, I am here. I'm ready for this marriage. Now, you, it's your field that's getting ruined. In other words, it's your status as a Kohen that's causing that I should be forbidden to you. Because obviously, it's not a problem with me. In other words, if it would be a problem with the woman, then that's her fault. Even though it wasn't her fault, someone did it to her, but it wouldn't be the husband's fault, so he wouldn't have to pay the ksuba. But what she's telling him is that, look, if I was married to a non-Kohen, I'd be permitted to him. Obviously, it's your mazel, that you're a Kohen, that's causing me to be a problem to you, and therefore I get my ksuba. So that was the first category of a woman that would go out with her ksuba. The second one was, Shemayim beini lebein chav. A woman tells her husband, look, heaven is between me and you. Which is obvious from the Gemara that what she was telling him is that the husband's semen doesn't shoot like an arrow when they have marital relations, which that's a problem because that's not able to conceive a child from that type of shechva zera. Now, moreover, the Ram points out that obviously is talking about, in halacha it's called beba machmas taina, where she comes with a claim and saying that, I need children. I am my old age, I need somebody to help me, I need somebody to bury me. And the reason being is because if that wasn't her claim, then actually we would tell her, go, you're not obligated in the mitzvah periphery, but who cares that he can't have children? And this is as the Gemara explains this in Ksubis, Tavasamach Dal Nyevamas, Tavasamachay. Now, when she, the wording of Shemayim Beini Lebein Cha is because what she's saying is that heaven, meaning God, is witness between me and you that what I'm saying is truth. And the reason being is because no one can know this but Hashem. No one knows in the intimacy between a man and a woman, only the woman can know this, but no one else can know this, and therefore no one else can come and testify. So she's saying, look, heaven knows this, what's between me and you, that you can't, we can't conceive, and therefore she was saying that, I want to be able to leave the marriage, but it's not my fault, it's your fault, and because I need children to help me when I'm old. And the third one, where she leaves and she gets her ksuba, is v'netula anim ehudim, when a woman makes a neder saying that I am forbidden to have relations with any Jewish man. Now, since it's obvious, why is she taking such a neder? Obviously, is that because tashmish, relations are hurtful for her, challenging for her. And therefore, essentially, she's like an anusa, someone that is it's beyond their control, their situation. And therefore, originally they said that they forced the husband to divorce her because it's something that's it's intolerable for her. And also for her to get her ksuba because it's not her fault. That was the first three halachas. Now, Chazru Lema, they then retracted and said, that is, there's a concern over here that maybe she is actually looking for another man, and she wants to get out of this marriage. Now, so she has to think of a plot to make herself forbidden to her husband, but at the same time, she wants to be able to walk away with her ksuba. Now, what she's going to do is that, let's say, for example, that she made herself forbidden to tashmish, to old men, she'll go somewhere where they don't recognize her and her nether, and she'll find this other man that she wants, and she'll get married, and she'll be out of the marriage. So rather, what they did was as follows. They said, if a woman says, look, I was violated by a man, I'm forbidden to you, she has to bring proof that she was raped, that she was violated, and without that, she's not forbidden to her husband, which the Ran has a whole lengthy discussion over here. How does that work? What does that mean? Is she really forbidden when she's violated or not? And that's part of the discussion. But that's what they said, that she has to first bring proof. If she doesn't bring proof, then she's maintaining that relationship with her husband. She's not going to be forbidden to him. And therefore, she's not leaving. When she says that, look, we're never going to conceive a child, and therefore I want out, so yasu derech bakasha. So then he should make a request of her, as Yerushalmi explains, he should make a festive meal and a pizza, and it's just a good idea for him to do this, because she really has a good claim, and therefore, but they don't want that women should be able to just run away and find these, say these excuses, and they really want another man, so you should do this whole party and this whole thing of appeasement to be able to maintain the relationship with this wife. And v'netula niman ehudim, which this third case, again, is the reason why we're introducing this halacha over here in this Mishnah, is when a woman takes a neder, I'm forbidden to have tashmish with old men, so yafir lachalke. Since we're concerned that really she just wants to get out, and she'll go somewhere else where they don't recognize her and have tashmish with other men. So what he does is, he's made for his part, because he's one of all the Jewish men that she made a neder forbidding herself from tashmish. Now, the reason why he could be made for that neder is because it's dvar m'shebeinoi lebeina. It's obviously something that's going to affect the relationship if a wife is going to say, I'm forbidden to have tashmish with you forever. So he could be made for his chelik, and then she'll be able to have marital relations with him. But and then when she gets divorced and she'll marry someone else, she will be forbidden to have tashmish from all these other men. And the reason being, as we explained in the beginning of the parak, is that that's the fundamental difference between the neder of inu nefesh and dvarim shebeinoi lebeina, which are the two categories that a husband can be made for. When it's afflicting the soul and neder that she took for herself, that he could unilaterally be made from, even for other people. But regards to the Dvarim Shebeinoi Lebeina, which affects the relationship, which is what Tashmash is, it's something that he could only be made for himself. But when he would divorce and she'd get married to someone else, then the neder would still be there, and she would be forbidden to have Tashmash from all other men. So that's, again, what the halacha was originally, that they said, okay, the woman could leave with her ksuba, and then they said, no. Every woman's going to come up with this claim, and she's going to want to just get out and get the money and be with other men. So therefore, they said that those three ideas regarding these three halachas. Now, regarding the halacha of our Mishnah, the Gemara says, Yibaylu, that the following question. Amr la baila tamani. We said, regarding the Mishnah Achreina, that if a woman tells her husband, look, I am tamei, I was raped, and the Eishes Kohen is forbidden to her husband. So we said that she's not nemenes. You have to bring proof, because maybe you're just making it up and you want out. Now, the question now the Gemara is asking is, but ma'u shateicha b'truma? What's the halacha? Can she still eat truma? And that is, maybe what the Chacham said is we don't believe her regarding her husband. Why? Because we don't want her to be looking elsewhere and she wants to marry someone else, which is very easy. Tell her husband that was violated and that's it. He can't stay married to her. But the question is, maybe regarding truma, she is believed to become usher in truma. Now that's because, as the Gemara says in Masechet Yevamah, Stav Lehem, Hayemar Aleph, that even if a man violated the wife of a kohen, she becomes forbidden to eat truma. So therefore, maybe she really is believed. We just don't believe her to the extent of getting out of the marriage to make herself forbidden to her husband, because that was the whole concern why we don't believe her in the first place. It was because she really just wants to be with someone else. But maybe regarding truma, we do believe her, because she's saying something that's prohibiting to oneself, which generally a person is believed regarding themselves, prohibiting themselves in an element, and making it a shavi anafshe chaticha di surah. Or do you say that, no, we don't believe her, because we said, shem anosnei neba achar, and we don't believe her across the board, and therefore she could continue eating truma. So on that, the Gemara says, actually, it's a machlikis. Rav Sheshe Samar Eichelis, he says, no, she continues eating truma. Why? Shle toitzi laz al baneho, which discontinues the takanz chachamim, which is, we don't want people to say rumors about her sons. And that is because if people are going to see that, ooh, she's not eating true anymore. They're going to think that obviously when she said, I was tummy, I was violated, that she's saying the truth. And now that people can say rumors about the son. Who knows what the paternity of the child is? Maybe it's from this other extramarital relationship that she had. So because of that, Rav Shesh says, no, we don't believe her, and we're going all the way. We don't believe her even to make herself forbidden from truma. She could continue eating truma. Because if she does, then she's going to, if she stops eating truma, then we're going to make, there's going to be rumors about her son. Rav Amri says, no, ein achilas. No, she does, she actually is believed regarding herself. It's just not enough for her to leave the relationship. And therefore, she can't eat truma. Now, regarding the children, that you're going to say these rumors, it's not true. Efshar da'achil chulun. It's possible that she can eat chulun. In other words, people are going to say that she just doesn't have truma. She just has chulun available, therefore that's more accessible. She's eating chulun, and therefore there's not going to be any rumors regarding the children. And therefore, Rava says that she doesn't eat truma. Now, moreover, Amar Rava, Rava says, Umaydir Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes might dispute and would agree to me. She imnis amula, that if she would get widowed or even divorced, she eina echeles, that she would not eat truma anymore. Now the reason being is because midhu taima el mishum teitzilaz al baneha. The whole reason why Rav Shesha said that we have her continue eating truma, even though really she should be believed regarding herself at least, is just because you don't want rumors regarding the children. Well, nisam lo benisgarsha amri hashla dis nisa. But when she's widowed or divorced, then people are going to say it's yes. We see her now not eating truma anymore because they're going to say that now she was violated. After that, she was widowed. And then she had bia with someone that's puzzled to her, which again, as we said, makes her invalidated from truma. And therefore, but that wouldn't be a problem with the children because she's obviously not having children now because she's not married to any man. And therefore, it was only when she was married that we said she continues. But when she's not married, then Rava says, or Shesha would agree to me to the primary concept that we do believe her regarding herself, just not enough to leave the marriage, which that's the whole concern of Shema Nasna Neva Acha. And therefore, since she makes herself a bit of a truma, at least when she's not married, where you don't have the problem, according to Rav Sheshet, of Moitzi Laza Baneha, then he would agree that the woman would not be able to eat Shumah.